540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It could be a stormy start to the week. Forecasters say we could see strong storms tonight into tomorrow, with hail and damaging winds the main concerns. The National Weather Service says a cold front later today could bring scattered to widespread thunderstorms. We'll get the latest coming up in the forecast. A large crowd turned out at Washington Park in Milwaukee Saturday for one of several No Kings protests in the area. The rally, organized by Voces de la Frontera, drew people who said they were worried about immigration, rising costs, and what they see as unfair treatment of working people. Similar demonstrations took place in cities across the state and the country. A judge in northern Wisconsin is under fire after a man she recently sentenced to probation was accused in a fatal shooting in Milwaukee. A judge in Lincoln County gave 18-year-old Deonta Harmon probation for felony battery just 4 days before the Water Street shooting that killed 22-year-old Dylan Jackson. Prosecutors say Harmon opened fire early March 22nd on Water Street, killing Jackson and wounding two others. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. One state lawmaker is pushing for safety changes after a deadly crash in Lac La Belle. Representative Barbara Dittrich is calling on the DOT to lower the speed limit from 55 to 35 at Highways 67 and McMahon Road. It comes after 10-year-old Jack Udenhoven was killed when a northbound driver hit the vehicle he was in while waiting to turn. Officials say speed is a major concern at that intersection. The crash remains under investigation with no charges filed. And the skaters are getting in some final kickflips. Milwaukee's Four Seasons Skate Park is closing for good tomorrow, with skaters making one last run through the park. The 18,000-square-foot facility opened in 1999 and has been a long-time hangout for skateboarders, bikers, and roller skaters of all ages. The owner says the lease is up and that the space is expected to go to someone else. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new Wisconsin law now spells out what counts as anti-Semitism, but it's drawing mixed reactions. Governor Tony Evers signed the bill late last week, saying it helps clarify hate crime enforcement. Critics, including state representative and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Francesca Hong, argue it could be used to label political views as discrimination and harm academic freedom. Supporters say it doesn't punish speech. It just defines when bias turns into a crime. The daughter of a Wisconsin lawmaker is accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars from his campaign. Elizabeth Johnson, daughter of State Senator Jesse James of Altoona, is charged with taking $32,000 while serving as his campaign treasurer. Investigators say she made several unauthorized cash withdrawals and later admitted using the money for her business. Johnson has repaid the funds, but now faces four felony charges and could see up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Thousands of people showed up across Wisconsin for No Kings rallies. Over 100 rallies took place Saturday as protesters lined up with posters and signs accusing President Trump of abuse of power and authority overreach. Wisconsin GOP spokesperson Annika Rickard responded by calling Democratic Governor Evers a wannabe king and claimed Republicans have been delivering results for Wisconsinites. And the State Elections Commission says 21 voters are being referred to district attorneys around the state for possibly voting while serving felony sentences. A report out last week says two of those cases ended in convictions, one is pending, and most others are still being reviewed. The agency says it runs the same check after every election, comparing voter and corrections records. The cases make up a tiny fraction of total votes cast in 2025. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kick off a three-game series against the Rays tonight at Five Serve Forum. The Brewers with a 9-7 win over the White Sox yesterday to complete a three-game sweep of Chicago. They scored six runs in the bottom of the eighth, capped off by a three-run homer from Christian Yelich.
I mean, we just kind of battled all day. We got off to a tough start, got behind early, but, you know, the guys kept talking in the dugout the whole time. Like, let's just get this thing close, give ourselves an opportunity at the end to be in it, keep grinding, and you just kind of kept putting putting the pressure on with really good at-bats there, and kind of just got a mistake pitch and put a good swing on it. And
women's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Columbia Lions today in Wichita in the WBIT tournament. NBA, the Bucks competed but came up short at home to the Clippers, 127-113. Gary Trent Jr. with a season-high 36 points.
You got to go all out. Be the best teammates you can be. Contribute towards winning and go out and fight.
That's the Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 65 this afternoon. Tonight, it will be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, 45 the low. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms off and on through the day with falling temps in the afternoon. We'll be in the low 50s by late day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.